Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva Guided Meditation for Stress at Work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Friday, September 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tech confidence drops even further. HP may be your next competitor. And ransomware's first human death. This is the Business of Tech. A third of Americans think that tech companies aren't regulated enough, according to a new study from Fleischmann Hillard, as reported in Protocol, quoting them. 56% of Americans and 59% of those surveyed around the world think that tech companies need to take more action to address the consequences of their policies, practices, and products. Fleischmann Hillard's Sophie Scott said the study was done to inject some numbers into conversations about privacy and regulation that are so often based on feeling rather than data. She said that the data showed that while a lot of people still trust and like the tech industry, opposition is growing. Gen Z trust tech the least, Scott said, which should be particularly alarming for tech companies. What does that mean for recruitment in the tech sector, she asked. If you're facing increased competition from healthcare and automotive and these other growing industries, how are you going to handle that? A couple of other interesting numbers. About a third of people say they just don't trust tech companies, and the percentage of people who think tech needs to do more to address its issues has gone up more than 20% just since last year. Why do we care? This is the context in which you do business now. Think of the progress. Technology was billed as the next big thing, the big innovation, and could do no wrong. Pew Research showed a 20-point dip previously, and now there is this survey showing things are even worse. Be aware of this climate in all things business, selling, hiring, managing, as well as incident response and ongoing communications with customers. You're going to have to focus even more on trust. The good news is that the focus on business value, delivering outcomes, connects here. If you're good at that, you're ahead. HP has announced a subscription program for hardware and services for SMBs. Called HP Business Boost, the subscription includes PCs, monitors, printers, accessories, as well as proactive remote management and pickup and return of broken devices, or on-site repair services in both homes and offices. A premium edition adds security and accidental damage protection, as well as HP Active Care, a remote service that proactively identifies and resolves hardware issues. This is another component in the company's overall strategy, adding an SMB service offering to their enterprise offerings. Why do we care? Let's observe that HP wouldn't be adding an SMB service 4 years after the enterprise version of the service was launched if the enterprise version of the service wasn't successful. This isn't the first. I've covered Lenovo's offerings too. It's just a matter of time until all the hardware companies are competing with a services provider. And why not? There's a real logical offering here for a business owner. The bar is rising. You have to best these offerings to compete. But know that if you're playing here, you have to make sure you have higher profit offerings on top of this. This is the competitor to consider. A new entrant into the market doesn't even need to build your offering. They just need to resell this and manage it. That's the real risk. German authorities are investigating the death of a patient following a ransomware attack on a hospital in Dusseldorf, as reported by ZDNet. This marks the first ever reported human death indirectly caused by a ransomware attack. And if the attack and hospital downtime are found to have been directly at fault for the woman's death, German police said they plan to turn the investigation into a murder case. Why do we care? This is a tragic milestone. But contextually, this moves ransomware from just business damage to human damage, and it's reasonable to believe this is not the last. I'm somewhat surprised it has taken this long. Society isn't going to tolerate this. As we saw in the headline story today, society's honeymoon with tech is over and the backlash is here. For those who think MSP regulation isn't coming, I add this to my ever-growing list of reasons why society isn't going to tolerate the current state of free-for-all. My prediction. Smart solution providers, hit by rising insurance rates, create those state associations that hold a level of standards for their businesses in exchange for better rates, and those associations push to become the governmental standard. Now the question is, do you want to be one of those benefiting and leading, or do you want to wait for it to happen to you? Acronis invites you to the Acronis Global Cyber Summit, the premier event dedicated to connecting the IT channel and IT pros with actionable insights, solutions, and strategies for effective cyber protection. Bringing together service providers, value-added resellers, CIOs, and ISVs, the summit is the world's largest gathering of thought leaders and industry experts sharing insights and advances in the field of cyber protection. Featuring a long list of speakers, sign up for free at acronis.events/summit2020. You'll even be able to catch me doing Why Do We Care online. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. No editorial this weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.